He's alright. He's having a bit of a rough time, but...
There's no better crash course for a green fisherman than hopping on a boat and setting sail into the open seas, even just a few miles out.
Can we have a deck bucket out here? Right here. I'll get some.
For 14-year-old Caden Parker, it's a tough lesson, but that's why he's here, for a look into the life of Unalaska's small boat fisherman.
Yeah, like, I remember last summer, I actually asked him if he could take me and a few friends out, and he told us that we should invest in a little boat and a tote and then a jigging machine for fish. And we couldn't do that. We didn't have any money, but...
Eventually, though, Parker got that trip out to fish cod with his step-grandpa, Dustin Dickerson. Dickerson is the captain of the 54-foot Raven Bay. He and his three-man crew are taking curious Unalaska youth out for an 8-hour cod fishing trip. It's no deadliest catch. There's no cranky captains, climactic 50-foot waves, or galley drama. It's all meat and potatoes. Fish and potatoes, to be more precise.
Wow, these cod bellies are excellent. This was a really big cod and kind of play after a friend of mine. Anybody hungry?
Dickerson has been working in Unalaska's fishing industry since the late 80s when he came to the island. He bought his first boat, the Katie Jean, in 93. He's seen the industry ebb and flow and watched the small boat fisheries and once young fishermen evolve and start to grow old. Now he's trying to rejuvenate that industry by bringing any curious youth along for a quick trip out to the fishing grounds.
You know, Caden, I don't know what your interest is or how you got involved. Maybe your dad just needed to get him out of the house on spring break. That could be it.
Dickerson got into the industry first through processing, then longlining, then pot fishing. But he says it's not as easy for young fishermen to get a foot in the door as it once was.
But it's important that you know, to preserve opportunities for people that are just getting started. Otherwise, we will have a big problem. Otherwise, there won't be any more small boats, because once I retire, you know, unless I pass this boat along to say, how's somebody in the community going to get started? That's sort of a...
He says part of the solution lies in the hands of fisheries boards and councils who allocate quota, but it's also about exposure. Q Dickerson's local youth outreach.
If you've ever wanted to know what local small boat fishing is all about, now's your chance. For more information, call...
But what it's doing is it's creating a labor pool that we really need in the industry. You know, for kids that have been exposed to commercial fishing, they're far more likely to get into the industry than having graduated from high school without ever being on the water.
So on a recent nice weekend, a few kids got dropped off at Unalaska's small boat harbor around 5 in the morning. They crawl into the galley bunks or wheelhouse, eyes still drooping with sleep, and head out to watch and learn.
And then, Kate, we want to see we're heading directly for that boat, aren't we? Yeah.
Ultimately, the program is fulfilling a more complex purpose. But Dickerson says the idea to start bringing local kids onto the boat came about pretty organically.
It hadn't occurred to me a year ago, you know, to hire somebody that was just out of high school. I normally like to have experienced people on the boat. But we were missing a guy, and Scotty's name came up, and so I got a hold of him and asked him if he'd like to come out and try it.
Dickerson says 20-year-old Scott Lorenzen hopped on board. He started out as the bait guy, and now, just a year later, he's switching out with his deck boss, working the hydraulics.
It was just a breath of fresh air to work with young people. You know, it was a good way to reobserve my surroundings through fresh eyes.
For the hesitant, sleepy, and seasick teens, the most effective part of the trip is the example the young fishermen set on deck.
I got this TikTok account going. They got quite a bit of followers, and I told them I would write their username on the back of my PFD if they just liked the post.
That's Scott Lorenzen. He's from Unalaska and graduated high school a couple years ago. This is just his second season fishing. Still, he carries a composed energy and passion that fills the space around him.
You know, there's a beauty to it. It's just fun to be able to go out there and experience, you know, the raw Aleutian wilderness, and you know, to be able to have that life that, you know, a lot of people would really appreciate to live.
Lorenzen recently joined the board of the Unalaska Native Fishermen's Association. The association helps fund the Young Fishermen program by paying for things like licenses and extra survival suits. He said growing up around the island's famed fishing industry initially piqued his interest. And now that he's a part of it, he said he wants to advocate for other young fishermen.
It's really a dying industry, especially with the small boat fleet. I mean, this boat and just a couple other boats are pretty much the last of the small boats, really, that are out fishing near town and come home just about every night.
Dickerson says as long as there's kids on the island interested in fishing, he plans to keep taking them out.
We're going to continue this program until I retire. You know, it's just too convenient to be fishing, you know, 10 miles out of town and not take people out to expose them to this.
14, 14.
In Unalaska, I'm Maggie Nelson.